is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
It's time for Accessing Unlimited Potential with Kathy Vino Davis. Kathy has dedicated her life to the betterment of humanity through public education and holistic health. She is a Reiki master, shamanic practitioner, and energy medicine expert who's here at this time of the Great Awakening to educate, open, and uplift humanity to connect through the power of love to our own divinity. Let's welcome Kathy back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. I'm honored again to be here on this February 20th, 2023. I'd like to begin by opening sacred space to the winds of the south. Great serpent Santa Mama, wrap your coils of light around us. Teach us to shed the past the way you shed your skin, to walk softly on the earth. Show us the beauty way. To the winds of the west, Mother Jaguar, Otorongo, protect our medicine space. Teach us to live in peace, to live impeccably. Show us the way beyond fear, beyond death. To the winds of the north, hummingbird, grandmothers, grandfathers, ancient ones, come and warm your hands by our fire and whisper to us in the wind. We honor you who have come before us and those who have yet to come, our children's children. And to the winds of the east, great eagle Wovan, condor Puchin, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Keep us under your wing. Show us the mountains we just dare dream of and teach us to fly wing to wing with the great spirit. And Mother Earth, Pachamama, we join in the healing of all your children, the stone people, plant people, four-legged, two-legged, creepy crawlers, thin-furred and winged ones, all our relations. And Father, Son, Grandmother Moon, to the star nations, you are the unnameable one. You are known by a thousand names, and you are the unnameable one. Illuminate this space. Guide all of us in this journey today, bringing in the light. I call upon Archangel Michael, bring in the light, lift off any negative entities for any of us now. Bring in the light, lift off any negative entities or energies. Bring in the light and lift up any negative energies or entities. And to my soul, my center, my spirit, may I learn from the lesson I'm given today so I may move closer along the path to becoming a homo luminous being. I'm grateful to be here. I entitled today, The Nature of War. It's a fascinating time. I'd like to first start, though, with an introduction. I'm part of the oneness of the multiverses. I'm one of over 7 billion spirits blessed to be chosen as a participant in Earth's transition and ultimate ascension. I've been blessed in so many ways to be a support at this critical time in history, guiding and assisting others on their healing journey through gifts I've been blessed with. I don't wear labels because I'm confident that I am the light, I am the love, I am the truth, I am. And again, I encourage you each to repeat this coded message many, many times a day to assist in the upliftment of humanity. I, like millions of others, have been selected to be a way shower during this magnificent time, lighting the way along the path to ascension. I am awakened, and I call out so others may be shaken out of their drugged slumber and see the light of love. The nature of war. We are in an amazing time. The veils are dropping rapidly now. We're watching as everything is ramped up considerably this month, with many things collapsing around us.
To be honest, I had no idea where to begin and where to end, what to include and what to leave out. Many people, I'm sure, are thinking or feeling that the sky is falling. And in a sense, it is. The illusionary sky of the third dimensional reality. Although we've left this matrix behind, as we walk into 2023, a large percentage of humanity have yet to awaken to truth. For that to happen, it's vital that they witness the collapse firsthand. They need to personally interact with it to become aware of the reality of the 3D world. They must feel and experience things before they will awaken. That's why these events are playing out before us. Train derailments, chemical spills, egg farms going up in smoke, food processing plants burning down, UFO sightings throughout the world, spy balloons floating across the U.S. and other countries. There are many reasons for each of these happenings. The train derailment that resulted in chemicals spewing out into the air and water in Ohio caused people to get sick and fish to die. People need to experience these things and realize that companies are shipping these poisons in rail cars through cities, towns, and backyards. Humanity must become aware of this and begin to question and stop these practices. There are so many other issues to consider. People need to be shown the danger of these substances. One of the chemicals in one of the train cars is found in Clorox that many use in their homes. By seeing the plumes of black smoke, maybe people will relate it to the household products that they use daily and begin to consider what's in their personal care items as well. They need to be shown so they'll make positive, healthy changes in their lives. Trust that when industries related to food are destroyed, it's because the company wasn't of the light and harmful things were happening in these places. This includes other companies that collapse in some way, along with people who are in power who eventually resign, disappear, or die. We are being shown the collapse of the 3D matrix, and this may continue for several months. Much good is already happening behind the scenes. However, to awaken the sleepers, the movie must be shown. So the deceit, the control, the manipulation, and horrendous crimes against humanity will be known. Those of us awakened are in the movie, but as onlookers. We are of this time, but no longer living in the fear of these events. We know that God is in power. We know that the outcome is one of peace, harmony, and love. Everything is speeding up faster and faster. 5 days ahead of schedule, on February 11th, a gateway was opened to the 222 powerful portal that will be with us on Wednesday. Also, we were affected by the energy of the Green Comet until February 14th. The powerful wave from the cosmic source that entered Earth's energy field on January 5th, 2023, was more powerful than all the 2022 energies combined. Then, on top of that, just this past Friday, there were two more X flares. The Earth's heartbeat, the Schumann resonance, used to average 7.83 hertz. But this year, the baseline is around 20 hertz. No wonder our bodies are having such strong reactions. very powerful energies continue to affect and upgrade us. The intensity will continue, bringing density to the surface for us to release. All these astrological events are signaling that the time for a planetary shift on Mother Earth is now. There's much discomfort as the timeline has shifted and we're separating from the matrix. For me, some physical reactions began again on Thursday with pain in my legs that had totally disappeared, ramping back up. It's also evident that my body, as well as my mind, is integrating so much information pouring in about the events unfolding. Into Friday, I had bouts of exhaustion, lack of motivation, just sort of floating, and had a difficult time settling down. I felt so distracted and little things kept me from focusing on my writing. Although frustrating at times, I know that this is part of the rise in frequencies. Our higher selves requested that the focus for February was to activate more light in our bodies, and that is precisely what's happening. As divine beings, we do plan and unknowingly are in charge of this. This process is making more room in ourselves, our chakras, and our DNA for that light to come in and transform us. All the clearing that we each have been doing is making room for that light, which is getting stronger and stronger as February progresses. This plan is playing out perfectly. By February 28th, we will all be much lighter. One channel says, and I quote, we should feel like a ball of light, a sphere, an orb that can float and fly. Wow. I wonder how many of us will experience that by the 28th. How can we facilitate this wonderful result? It's vital to listen to your body, rest, relax, stay hydrated with pure water, eat whole foods, pamper yourself, spend time doing what brings you joy, go into the sunshine and nature regularly. I've said all of these things before. Bring the light in with your imagination. For example, open yourself like a flower to the sunshine and fresh air. If you can imagine it, you are creating it, and it is. Remember, light is love. That's how you want to experience everything here, in a beautiful, loving way. There is a shift in consciousness that has been clearly taken root, and humanity is calling for a world that is peaceful, prosperous, filled with harmony and cooperation. This reflects the growth, expansion, and evolution that humanity is experiencing now. And as we, the awakened ones, achieve higher states of consciousness, this energy is adding to the collective consciousness on the entire planet, assisting others to follow our lead. The healing will continue as we forgive and release the old that no longer serves us. And this is an ongoing process for all of us. But we've come so far already. And that is what has brought us into this new earth in 2023. Those of us who are awakened to the reality of this new earth are helping humanity by anchoring in the energies that are needed so we can all live in peace, prosperity, and thrive freely to pursue anything we choose. This is a pivotal time as we go beyond where we have ever been before in a physical life on earth. As often as possible, this process needs to be fun, filled with joy, laughter, and playfulness. That's not always easy to attain and maintain. But by opening our hearts wide with the knowing that we're co-creating our new earth, we can tap into the excitement of what we are bringing about. This is the new age that we've been promised, and this is the time and the way we are all making it happen. It's time to stop listening to our egos and the fear it spreads about things getting worse with disasters or catastrophes that are about to unfold any minute. Remember, whatever we're shown, it's just the demise of the 3D world. Find time daily to connect and invite love to reconnect with Mother, Father, God. And know that we're not alone in this process. We are supported to totally succeed in this awakening. Living in human form is very, very difficult. We are in these physical bodies that interact with the world through the physical senses. When we go within to connect to our higher selves and source, often our senses pick up so much outside of us. Loud noises, smells, or something touching us brings us back into this matrix that we ourselves actually created. It often seems impossible to find time and space to connect within. So be kind to yourselves. Know that no matter how it seems, are overcoming the challenges from the illusionary world despite all the outside interferences. This 3D physical world is becoming obvious to more and more of us. It's been so difficult and challenging because since birth, we've been programmed. Divisiveness is encouraged. Competition is a vehicle in which we move throughout our days. We learn it's important to be better, smarter, richer, better looking, more fit, and on and on. No wonder we've struggled our whole lives, finding it difficult to like or love ourselves. In losing our memory of who we are and our oneness with Mother, Father, God, we lost our true nature, which is love. Only love. That's why we're having such difficulty coming back to the who we really are, divine beings in a physical manifestation. When I began my healing practice, over 17 years ago, it didn't take me long to see the underlying theme with all my clients. In sessions, I spoke to their higher selves and then gave them a mantra to say on their own. And I quote, I am lovable, I am valuable, I am worthy. I found very few who truly believe any of those statements. The programming wiped all of that out. Humanity is so easy to control and manipulate when we lack self-love and self-respect. This is the challenge that humanity has and continues to face, aligning with love. Since we can't all find a cave in which to meditate, there's many ways in which we can invite and allow love to come in. We can call upon many to help us, our guides, the angels, the archangels, Buddha, Jesus, or Yeshua, as he prefers to be called. Call upon whomever you relate to. It may be the stars, the sun, the moon, the elementals, animals, or plants. There is no right way. It's your way. Trust that we are one with all as we allow our hearts to open as we know that we are special and this life was to teach us, we will come to the realization of our divinity in form and the unlimited power we each hold through love. Much in the mainstream media brings up contradictory information. One month, for example, in the UK, I heard this from, I think it was Michelle Fielding, the news said, eating an egg a day will stave off diabetes. Then a few months later, the same mainstream news said, eating eggs every day will cause diabetes. That's how folks are being confused as to what is the truth. We've all been there. We've heard so many things. This is good for you. No, it's not. No, no, this is good for you. No, it's not. Yes, no, yes, no. However, it is a very positive way to get folks to stop trusting mainstream media and start thinking for themselves. It doesn't even matter what's true or not. One of the channels, a beautiful channel, shared this profound thought, and I quote, "We will say that when one resonates deeply to the truth, it's because it is. And when one resonates deeply that something is false, it's because it is. There's really no other thing. That when a being is in touch with who they are and has tapped into the higher guidance, which is always there, then that which they experience is true, or that which they experience is false, is just for them, and to trust the self, to trust that that is their journey." End of quote. What is important to note is that discussion of any unusual idea can help free us from what we accept as normal. It's essential to think outside the 3D matrix and break free of the illusion. Step outside of the programmed box. Go with your gut and heart to discern your truth. Earth exists as a learning opportunity for humanity, but we're graduating now and the Earth's role is changing. Most of you are aware of what was shown on the Grammys and the halftime Super Bowl. I hesitated to even bring this up, but it can't be ignored as it has become the accepted norm in our movies, shows, and mainstream media. Know that these satanic performances are being used to reveal what the Dark Ones believe and worship. For way too long, these demonic displays have become more and more frequent and unfortunately accepted. This has come forth front and center to slam people with the truth that was hidden for a very long time. As people feel repulsed by these displays, they'll finally demand changes. They'll turn away and make new choices. This was part of the world of the dark people. But these recent events showing it were intentional white hat controlled situations. This is how humanity is being shown the inconsistencies and the truth. Now all will begin seeing what the labeled conspiracy theorists are talking about. There's so much going on. Much of what we're seeing in the skies, the balloons, UFOs, etc., are often not what they appear to be. I'm going to really step out here with some thoughts. If a whole town sees the same thing in the sky, I believe it's fake or being manipulated, and I'll explain in a minute. Some, we're being told our military craft, and others are part of Blue Beam, which is a holographic projection that looks real. And videos we see are often CGI. Now, there are good, positive reasons for things to be shown. The balloon that went across the U.S. and wasn't shot down until it was off the coast of South Carolina is a prime example of things being brought forward to awaken folks. And yes, there was a balloon flying across the United States. If U.S. military surveillance is so superior, however, there's no way a spy balloon would have ever been allowed to leave Chinese airspace, much less allowed to travel across the entire U.S. The balloon was there, so that wasn't fake, but what they're saying it is, might we question that? Because it was showing everyone what a ridiculous situation that was, so they would question it. People need to see things so they'll start talking about them and realize the ridiculousness and the lies we've been told our whole lives. Now, there are other situations where people see things that are authentic. Some describe seeing an ET, an angel, or a vision. In those cases, those visions, are real for each person and based upon their beliefs, their situation, and their spiritual vibration. Some don't have the same number of veils. For many, the veils have lifted and they can see things. Not everyone can see. So what is seen is dependent upon their frequency, and this is unique for each soul. However, since all folks in one place aren't of the same vibration, when a group sees the same thing in the sky, it has to be a manipulation in some way or fake. We need to take over our lives. As we raise our light, the dark ones can no longer reach us because our vibrational frequency is too high. The dark can't infiltrate anymore. Almost all of it has been cleared. But the movie still must play out to awaken the sleepers. Remember, everything happening outside of us reflects what is going on within us. But trust, we are now in the love frequency. And that'll help give clarity to our reflections. We will continue to see many natural disasters like the earthquake in Turkey. And from all that I know, part of that was natural and already brewing. But technologically, by the dark, they played a role in increasing the seismic waves. There's a great deal playing out behind the scenes with these events. I'm reading there's sting operations going on with many of these occurrences. But here I suggest you do your own research and come to your own conclusions, your own truth that resonates with you. But I do want to say that what you might hear from mainstream media is not truth. And anything that promotes fear is questionable at best. Disclosure is ramping up, people. That's part of why I had such a dilemma of what do I say, because there's so much. There is what is called, and I quote, a Twitter executive hearing Biden investigation that began on February 8th with former Twitter executives being investigated for censorship. not surprisingly, I don't believe it's on mainstream media. We will eventually learn the results with the disclosures. And from what I understand, this committee that was formed will continue investigations to include all major social media platforms and question them on the censorship practices that have taken place, most especially in the past 3 years. All must come forth because we need to question authority. We need to engage in dialogue, expressing our views, concerns, and confusion. But in that dialogue, it's important that we respect each other's thoughts and opinions. No one needs to be right or wrong, and thoughts aren't good or bad. One lesson that still challenges me is that my truth is unique to me, and other people's views are just as valid as mine. I'm still learning that, people. I'm still learning that. And I need to start biting my lip at times. And this is what is helping more and more people to awaken. Seeing all of these things and discussing what we're seeing. Here's a fascinating thought that came in from a channeled source about truth. And I quote, "We will say that when one resonates deeply to truth, it's because it is. And when one resonates deeply that something is false, it's because it is. There's really no other thing." And I think I might have mentioned that previously in another part of another page ago, I think. But we have to trust ourselves, and we have to trust our own journeys, individual journeys. We've all reached a vibrational level that will slowly be self-sustaining by our soul. We're moving forward rapidly now. Amid the awakening that's coming for the general population, but this process won't be smooth as humanity is finally being shown in huge waves what's been happening on our planet for a very long time. It's going to be hard, people. It's going to be tough. And much has come to the forefront for many months now. And we will soon finally reach the point when the reveal, when this disclosure will come to the mainstream. I've been hearing that for a long time. I know it's imminent, and we're sensing, yeah, definitely this year and much sooner than later. This is the time we've been waiting for, and we'll be called upon to assist in this massive awakening. These next weeks and months won't be easy or smooth, but it's critical that you realize and trust that what comes forth has already occurred. That's why it's called a movie by certain people who are coming forth with very pretty accurate versions of truth, I believe. And this that we hear is just the revelations for humanity to see the illusionary world that we lived in. We've awakened on a multitude of levels, but for all of us, there will be truths that emerge that will shock even us. I've read about so much on a vast range of topics, from pseudoscience and medicine to human trafficking to galactic wars, to the creation of the Corporation of the United States, to reveals about Antarctica, and our planet's earlier civilizations like Tartaria. Yet I know there's such a depth of knowing that I barely covered the surface. And yes, we're here in this new Earth, Nova Gaia, but all isn't fixed. This is transition, and this transition and ultimate ascension are a process. And yes, for many, a very difficult one. Every moment of every day, changes are occurring. Our vibrational frequencies are a bit higher. Our awareness and awakening of truth is growing. I recently heard something from one I respect in the truther community, and it points out what this entire shift is aimed to bring about. And I quote, liberty instead of surveillance, freedom instead of slavery, end of quote. This movement on our planet is so that we will carry the torch of consciousness forward to create our new Earth. We are each on our own individual path in this process of knowing our oneness. Many are still very closed, doubting this truth that we are and have never been alone. We have always and will continue to always receive help from beyond. No matter what one believes, all our prayers are being answered. We are all worthy children of God. No one is above anyone else because we are each an intricate part of that divinity. No one is separate from God. Everyone here on earth is a being of light and love, an aspect of source. Many of us who appear to be above or beyond have simply awoken to the truth of our divinity. That's the only difference. We're not better than or above anyone. We can see what others have yet to see or know. Those of us in this position have chosen to be ahead so we can help others awaken to the truth. But I might add, being ahead can be quite isolating and lonely at times. We need to remember there's no judgment of anyone who cannot yet see. The veils are thicker for some. The choices any soul made are unique to them. Each person has made a contract, a soul agreement, when she or he incarnated so that lessons can be experienced and learned. There is no judgment of any decision that's made. It's just part of an individual's journey. Forgive others and yourself. Don't judge. Be patient. Maintain good thoughts and positive action towards others. Some are having a much more difficult time and appear lost, broken, failing. But that is not true. Each one of us has chosen our specific path with our own beliefs, words, thoughts, and actions to learn the lessons we've chosen. Yet, we're all a part of the whole. The ultimate awakening and awareness of the love that each one is will come together eventually. It takes time to integrate each aspect, but we will all come together in wholeness, in oneness in this process, this magnificent process that is playing out now. Many of us continue to have physical and emotional ailments as we move through this time. Going to the doctors is proving to be fruitless because the doctors have no idea what is occurring. People were raising our frequencies. Our DNA is being changed, The vibrations are higher and higher, and we are shifting. The doctors don't understand this. So now we're seeing there can be heart palpitations, high blood pressure, tiredness, dizziness, muscle aches. But we can think of these as growing pains. Try not to worry too much. Try to breathe through these things. Go back to my website that gives you some breathing and tapping and thumping suggestions to get you through, or go for some energy healing. Why did we even choose to create this Earth School? This is a fascinating piece of information I came across. I've known it on some level, but the way it was presented was helpful. I think this might help put things in context for you. Eons ago, we chose, with our God-given free will, to create a world of separation to distance ourselves from God so we could feel powerful. We chose to build an unreal, illusionary state of existence to experience distrust, fear, and hatred as an exercise in using our free will. Yet, this experiment caused great terror. And to cope, we split off a tiny part of ourselves and made our ego as a defense mechanism. We were constantly in fear of damage or destruction of our body. For our safety, protection, and security, we began to build structures, starting with tribal societies, then nations, religious organizations that slowly turned into institutions that eventually moved to a level that took us over, that we gave our power to instead of controlling them, it's those. As time went on, more and more realized the insanity of living this way. Within us, a collective awakening began below our conscious awareness. And this is the process that we are undergoing now. It's not evident. It's subtle and it's growing from within. It can't be seen on mainstream media, social media, information institutions that live on conflict and drama. But if we look beyond this, we can see evidence for this collective awakening across the planet. What we're coming to realize is that there never can be a separation from God, from love. But we did do it for expansion, and it was expansion for the entire universe. We need to realize we're God's children, and that separation is completely impossible, although it felt very, very real in this illusory world, very, very real. And whatever occurred, there's no shaming, no judgment or punishment to come out of that experience in that 3D manifestation. Because all those negative thoughts and experiences are part of the illusion we created eons ago. And now we're moving back to oneness with God. Earth is shedding off fear, and we're feeling it and noting it with unusual sleep patterns or emotional outbursts. I mean, a lot of us, we're up, down, up, down. Some of you feel frantic and then peaceful or short-tempered without 3D justification. And I'm right there. This is not a smooth, easy road, because nothing is as it was, and it will never be again. And we're feeling that shift. It's time to prepare for the unknown, which I think for most is one of the most frightening things humanity goes through, stepping into the unknown. But this is a positive unknown, and this unknown involves humanity awakening. This was a given moment. This was a given. The moment we entered the illusory state of separation eons ago, we were already working our way back to the oneness, to God. We were already beginning the awakening process. But before that could occur, we had much to learn. Thus this time, maybe roughly 26,000 years, at least in this section of time for humanity. Trust that now all is aligning perfectly, and we are approaching a most glorious and wondrous state of fruition, of actualization. Remember those monarchs? If you've been following me, you've heard me speak of those beautiful butterflies. Well, we butterflies are now emerging, but we must release the last remnants of the chrysalis that stuck to us so that we can dry out and spread our wings. It's time to take flight, people, and venture out into this new earth that we are creating. And I know it's also going to take courage and trust. The light is upon us, and more powerful light is coming to us from God, from Source, that is helping us find the light within us. The gate is opened, and everyone is free to seek it. Open your heart and let the light from above shine in to strengthen you, most especially now in this challenging process. And ignore your thoughts of unworthiness. That's ego. And just a thought or feeling, but has nothing to do with the light of your heart. We each are light, love, and power. A beautiful reminder came in a channel of how to navigate each day. And I quote, we would simply say, be kind to one another. Go about your day finding the commonalities between you rather than the things that draw you apart. And you will find as you do this that you will be more and more able to be in the moment and find that joy in the moment. Just be nice to one another as much as you possibly can. Along with that, we're encouraged to note the small miracles that happen each day. These everyday miracles may be small, but the acknowledgement of them will lift our vibrational levels ever higher. And a quote, it is when we have found peace within ourselves that our outer reality changes. It is when we walk with the light in our hand that we can see all the miracles that are constantly happening around us. And when we see them, give gratitude for them. And the more we start noting, the more will come forth for us to see. There's so much, people, I want to say. I had difficulty. What do I say? What's too much? What isn't enough? What's my truth? What do I share that's my truth? How do I guide? How do I bring hope? As I speak to you now, I'm brought to tears because this is a phenomenal time, but it's challenging beyond belief at times. And then other times, it's amazing, especially when the sun shines and the snow melts. We're here, people. We're here. We're not waiting. We're in it now. It's happening, we're happening, and we are affecting everything. And we are powerful. And we have to trust all will be well. I want to end with this final quote. Rays of energy, light, and wisdoms are continuously flowing from Creator. Ascension energies. These create phases of ascension. Flowing with these is like partaking in a spiritual school. All simply flows into your reality and your awareness. As you move with the flow, you receive much support. You simply allow yourself to receive what is guided, noticing the blossoming, awakening, and shift easily and naturally taking place. And in that calmness, we will come to know the oneness, the wholeness, we have all been seeking. I'd like to close sacred space now. Great Serpent Sachimama, gratitude for being here and witnessing this moment in time. The winds of the West, Mother Jaguar, gratitude for bringing us beyond fear, beyond death. To the winds of the North, gratitude, hummingbird, ancient ones, gratitude for bringing us wisdom. To the winds of the east, gratitude to Wolban and the Puchin for showing us how to get to a higher perspective so we can fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit. That's the oneness we're seeking. And Mother is Pachamama. Gratitude for nurturing and healing us daily when we come and seek your gifts, the resources that are here right beneath our feet and all around us in the trees, the grasses, and the ground. And Father, Son, Grandmother, Moon, and the Star Nations, Great Spirit, thank you. Thank you for the signs. Thank you for the strength. Thank you for the energy that is pouring forth. Because we are all part of one. We come from all of this. We are not and have never been alone. And to my soul, my center, my spirit, may I give gratitude for standing in my own power, for finding my own strength, and for guiding me today. I am the light. I am the love. I am the truth. I am. Namaste.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.